It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Chaka Khan. Now, you know, that don't make no sense. Shaka Khan, let me
rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. That's hot. Let me rock it,
that's
all I
want to do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it. That's a bunch of bull.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Mm-hmm. You can also AOL instant message us anytime you feel like it, Mike O-W-J-F-K. Go to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com to send us an email. And if you go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, you can download our podcast, give us some instant feedback. Also, take a look at those lovely photos that we have. And also read about the buzz and see all our other weird photos, like the porn thief, Bo. Mm-hmm. His picture's still on there, too.
Well, suspected porn thief.
Back when we liked him. Hey, Rob, can you come over to number 5 for a second and give me the buzzer?
You just want me close to you.
I just want you to come over here and do
code?
That for me. Does that mean something else? No, we need the buzzer because we got to set it up the right way to play the game. Don't touch me. It's right over there. Don't reach across. What are you reaching across?
I have my headphones in my
those
hands.
Muscular
go around and back of me, for God's sakes. Did you find it yet?
No.
Now, tomorrow, Buzz, if you'll allow, I think when we get everybody in here, we'd like to revisit your story about hedonism.
Oh, it's going
to
continue tomorrow.
Which we just scratched the surface of, and it was, we got it ready to go? All right. Very good. Yeah, I want to talk more about your swinging. I had no idea, and I am so pleased that you have chosen to open up on the show about that. I think it's delightful.
Is it not like an onion? Just peeling back the layers.
Much like he peeled the layers of Bo Derek.
That's right. And it was, we should clear up, it wasn't actually Bo Derek.
No.
It was a lady that looked like Bo Derek.
Exactly.
She was stunning.
Did the man look like John Derek?
But, you know, I'm a fan of that ancient movie, 10, with Dudley Moore.
Yeah, it is ancient now.
Why? It's not that ancient.
It's totally ancient. How old is that movie now?
Well, that had to be early 80s. So.
Maybe even older than that, I think.
I don't know about that. I'd say early 80s. Let's say 82, 83.
I love it when Dudley Moore has the hangover and he's got all the drugs from when he went to the dentist and he gets awakened by the mariachi band that's outside.
Right.
And he comes out, you remember that when he comes out on the patio and they do this like quick zoom in?
I know! I'm George Weber!
That's a Blake Edwards movie, right?
Yeah, I think that's Blake Edwards.
You know, it holds up. It's not ancient.
And it's, you know, during that period of time where they were trying to make Julie Andrews sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, not that she's not a handsome woman,
but she just
was never a sex pot. Mm-hmm. And I think during that era, they were trying to make her a little bit of a sex
pot. Yeah, she had more of a Doris Day image prior to that.
All right, you guys retired silver dollars in the movie SOB.
Those were really not silver dollars. As much as little peach-colored things.
They were tired, though.
They were tired?
Tired.
Tired, like, from overuse?
Tired from everything. Just wore out.
Tired from Blake?
Tired from, and maybe Walt.
Walt who?
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. He never had Julie Andrews.
Maybe.
You silly goose.
How do you think she got the part in Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins. You guys ready to play the game?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. The game, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it. 877-365-3636. Let's go to Chuck in D.C. Chuck, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Chuck, would you like to go to Northern Virginia's Brewfest this weekend in Leesburg?
Sure.
Okay, if you can go 30 seconds without saying and we're going to give you the subject, you will be successful and go to that brew fest and enjoy yourself, okay?
Spell
U-G-H.
U-G-H, got it.
But it's a stammer if you go or anything. You know, it's a stammer.
Any of those.
You have to go 30 seconds without saying You ready for your subject?
I can go 30 seconds.
All right.
You got it.
30 seconds without saying tell us all about what you love about Disney World. Go.
I love about Disney World, for one thing, I love the parades. The parades are terrific. Every day at noon, they have this terrific parade, and all the little munchkins, or should I say little people, come out and do their little parade thing. I also love the weather. Disney World is in Florida, and the weather is terrific. Although sometimes it rains frequently, if it does not, it is sunny, and it's beautiful, and it's warm, and it never...
Congratulations! Hey, you are the big winner!
You did it!
2 one-day passes to Northern Virginia's Brewfest at Morven Park in Leesburg this Saturday and Sunday. Over 40 local breweries. You can get your info at novabrewfest.com. Congratulations there, Chuck. Stay on the line, okay? And now let's go to Steve.
He was fine.
Steve's on Route 267. How you doing, Steve?
I am fine, people. How are you?
All right, Steve, 30 seconds without saying, you got one for him, Buzz?
I do. Steve, tell us about your first girlfriend.
30 seconds, go. Go, Steve.
Wow.
Steve.
frightened him.
Steve has melted down.
Sadly, he never had a girlfriend.
Well, that means that Michael from Maine has an advantage right now. You got a T-shirt, a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt for you. 30 seconds on the clock. Tell us about your first girlfriend. Are you ready, Michael?
Oh, she was a wonderful girlfriend.
All right, go. Go.
She had long blonde hair, and she was about 125 pounds, and just...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. You are out of there, Michael. Sorry, bad luck for you. Let's go to Sarah in Virginia. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
You're familiar with the rules of the game, aren't you, darling?
I am now.
Okay, that's very nice. Good. Very nice. All right, Rob, you got one for Sarah?
Sarah.
Yeah?
Tell me why Alice Cooper is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Go. 30 seconds.
Alice Cooper is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was
short-lived.
Sarah, you hardly got out of the gate. Sorry about that.
I don't know anything about Alice Cooper.
That's the game, baby.
That is the game, baby.
Let's go to Sheldon in Leesburg. Do I have one more pair of passes? Yeah, I got passes to Brewfest. You want that, Sheldon?
I'm only 20 years old, so...
Okay, we'll give you a T-shirt instead. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, 30 seconds without saying, tell us why Buzz Burbank is such an incredibly delightful hedonist. Go.
Buzz Burbank is such an incredibly delightful hedonist because he's a great man. Buzz always attracts the ladies. Always has great stories and on top of the news.
Ooh, almost there.
The latest news, Buzz brings us it every day. Buzz is
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Horrible.
So sorry there, Sheldon.
Struggling there, Sheldon.
But I love the name Sheldon. Who doesn't like the name Sheldon?
Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Chris in Rochester. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
All right, ready to play the game?
Yeah, let's play.
All right, we got a T-shirt on the line for you. Buzz, give one to Chris here.
Chris, tell us about a time you got caught lying.
Go, 30 seconds.
Wow.
There you go.
He's never lied, Mike.
That's all right out of the bat. I like that. That is a good one.
Penalty.
All right, let's go to, is this guy's name really? Hey, Mo. Is your name Mo? Oh, Mo is gone.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Mo is no Mo.
Mo is no more. Blind Marie, you'd like to play the game.
Yes, I would.
Go ahead.
Can I give one to Blind Marie?
Sure, please.
All right, 30 seconds without saying Marie. Tell us how difficult it is on a daily basis being blind. 30 seconds, go.
One of the things that's difficult about being blind is transportation, of course. You have to plan things a day in advance. If I want to go to the doctor's, I have to make sure how long the doctor's appointment is going to be. If it goes over, then they might leave me, and I have to find another way to get home. Another disadvantage is I can't leave or go anywhere on the spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to be planned.
Yeah, you
made
it,
Marie. Congratulations. I knew you could do it.
Mike O'Mara Show, 100% cotton T-shirt, and a salute to this. Wait, hold on.
One of those.
Marie, hold on a second. It's a salute to this business of show. What did you want to say, darling?
I'm already getting a T-shirt for being the blind judge. I was wondering if I could have... For my birthday, since I'm going there anyway tomorrow, could I have a gift certificate to the Brewfest?
Oh, the Brewfest, you got it.
Cool.
Absolutely, since the other guy didn't get it. I'll give you the tickets there, okay?
Don't get stinking drunk.
Yes, don't get blind drunk, okay?
I'll try not to.
Thank you, Blind Marie. She was here for our food fest.
Yes,
the
Blind
Taste Fest. Let's go to Kirk in California. Kirk, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
All right, 30 seconds without saying, we only got time for a couple of more. Buzz, you got one for old Kirk here?
Yeah, Kirk, tell us everything about your favorite TV show.
Go, 30 seconds.
My favorite TV show would have to be Smallville. It has Tom Welling in it, who was also in that movie, The Fog. I really, really like that show because I'm a big-time comic book fan. My child's name, Lex, actually comes from the name Lex Luthor. Short for Alexander, but we call him Lex. Also in that show, Lex Luthor's name is Alexander, which is really cool. The action and the storyline really close to the plot of Clark Kent's young adventures in Smallville. As you can tell, I'm a total geek.
Oh, you made it. Did you hear one there towards the very end?
He seemed to stumble, but I couldn't make it out.
I couldn't either because the phone connection
was
bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's a benefit for you. You get a T-shirt, okay, Kirk?
Right. Yay!
All right, hold on the line here. Let's move right through here. Let go to John in Virginia. John, you ready to play the game?
Mike, I am ready to play.
All right, John. And this is a tall order here. 30 seconds without saying, tell me why the Washington Redskins will be going back. And I said it like Larry Michael, Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Tell me why the Washington Redskins will be going back to the Super Bowl. Go.
The Washington Redskins will be going back to the Super Bowl because they have a superstar running back in Clinton Portis, who's just going to run all over everybody. Their offensive line is much improved this year. On defense, it's some of the hardest hitters in the league. They have great secondary. The defensive.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, did not make it. I'm sorry.
Did I really?
Yes, you did. Sometimes you don't even realize that. Thanks for playing the game, John. Let's go to Bobby in New Mexico. Bobby, you ready to play?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Rob, you got one for Bobby?
I do. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
How you doing, Rob?
Hi, Bobby.
As a tribute as a tribute to Penn Jillette, please describe to me in detail the process of getting a patent.
Of getting a what?
A patent.
A patent?
Yes.
Okay.
Go.
The process of...
I'm sorry. You took too long to understand it. I'm sorry. We have to start again. That is a false start. We have to give Bobby another subject,
okay,
all right?
Okay, I have another question.
All right, very good. Okay. Bobby, let's say we're going to give you another topic. Now, listen carefully, because the minute you get your topic, that's when the timer starts, all right?
All right,
yes,
Bobby.
Sir, I'm ready.
This is open-ended, so have fun with it. Ready?
Okay.
Bobby, how about them gas prices? Go.
Go.
The gas prices really suck because they are too much money for us to pay. The gas prices are way too high for us to pay because
you're listening to the retarded game.
We need to make more money to pay the gas prices that are way too high because they are approaching $4 a gallon. The gas prices are way too high because I need to drive my truck to work. The gas prices are way too high because my truck only gets about $8.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes.
What a technique.
The Tom Gavinaugh game. Way to go. Congratulations. Bobby, you win a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, 100% cotton.
Oh,
salute to this business of show.
Just
keep talking when I'm talking. Very interesting strategy. Got time for one more. Let's go to Matt. Matt, are you there?
Yes.
Matt, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from traffic.
You're calling from traffic? Okay, Matt,
great
have you been listening to the show today?
Yes.
All right, Matt, 30 seconds without saying tell us who you think stole the porn. Go.
I think Big
Ed.
Right away.
I'm sorry.
Shoot.
That's it.
See, it's
hard. That's all the time we have, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for playing the game, and we'll do it again sometime. I like the strategy from Bobby.
Yeah, but you know, that's almost cheating.
I know, it's almost cheating, but it's fun to listen to. There was a time when I went and my panties were in a Royal Wah because I did not know what I was doing. Thanks to all the contestants.
Yeah.
We'll do that again soon. And now, without further ado, let's get our final segment of Buzz for the afternoon. Lots going on. We've had a long break between Buzzcasts, and let's get him on the radio right now. Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Mike. The attack of the killer tomatoes continues.
Oh, no.
One second, Buzz.
Our long national tomato nightmare isn't over yet.
Oh, my God.
In fact...
Is he going to play the song or not? There it is!
I have a lot of CDs to juggle.
Just in time.
He's been playing a lot of music.
Attack of the killer tomatoes.
Attack of the killer tomatoes.
Okay.
In fact,
I thought this was all done because they're serving tomatoes at my Subway again.
Yeah, and they're back at Taco Bell. They're back at Burger King. They're back at a lot of places.
But they weren't at the Italian restaurant that I ate at last night.
Really? In spite of that, and even though those tomatoes are probably safe, the crisis.
Course, you know, when I go in there, I like to have my little tomato mozzarella salad.
Well, understand, Tony.
They said that no, they can't do that. And if they're going to make it with the cherry tomatoes, right, that means you got to cut a real small piece of mozzarella.
That's right. Very tiny.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. Not as satisfying.
Zoop of the muscles.
Thank you, Tony. Anyway, the crisis has actually gotten worse, not better. Now nearly 400 cases of salmonella sickness have been reported across 30 states, and now the District of Columbia.
Really? Somebody died?
Not here, but someone did. Yeah, we've had one fatality at least so far that we know of this.
I thought, what is the deal here? Did they find the source of the cow poop or whatever's causing
this? No, see, part of what's making it tough to trace the source of this fecal-based contamination is the fact that salmonella can take up to 2 weeks to appear on a tomato after it's been contaminated.
I think they need to talk to Bo.
You think Bo did it?
Prime suspect.
I think Bo is definitely because he's the youngest.
Maybe if we found some like preparation H on the porn, then we'd have proof that it was Bo because you rub that on his body, right?
Yeah, take a little Q-tip swab and you know, get a little evidence from him. But this is something that is really starting to piss me off because they should
everything pisses you off.
Well, this I wanted my tomato salad last night. No, I don't get easily ruffled.
That's true.
No. I don't get angry.
No.
Let's say ladies and gentlemen, here's the odd numbered time for the intro. There it is.
Damn it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Because it's old.
It is old.
So are they going to fix it anytime soon?
I don't know. We can only hope. But this is where we are. We're still trying to trace it. 4 dozen people hospitalized in the meantime.
And will they be pulling tomatoes out of like McDonald's and Subway again? Will they be going back and doing
that? I don't see that happening because those places have assured themselves and assured the government that their source of tomatoes is Salmonella free.
You know where you can go to get good tomatoes? Hedonism.
Oh, yeah.
Very delightful tomatoes.
Sure.
Plump and firm.
Would you ever go back?
If I could, I would, yeah. I think so. Yeah, I would.
Good for you.
Let me think about that for a minute.
You go back with like 11 women. 11 women on a little private plane. Just
let's
buzz.
Let's all three of us go.
I just happen to know 11 women.
The buzz babe jet.
Americans aren't just cutting back on their driving. They're cutting way back. USA Today says we've logged 30 billion fewer miles this November through April than we did in that same period a year earlier.
Well, just like Peter Greenberg said, I'm going to be taking Greyhound.
Yeah, that's we're all going to be soon.
Greyhound to Argentina and also hedonism.
Didn't Urethra Franklin, didn't she do the song for Greyhound? Go Greyhound, go Greyhound. You remember that ad campaign?
I'm sorry, what's Ms. Franklin's first name again?
Urethra Franklin.
I've not heard that before.
Thank you for catching that one, Buzz.
That's when she wears a yellow dress.
I could handle the bus. I've never done it.
Oh, bus is not good.
I go back.
No, they have some very luxury buses now with the screens and games.
I have to hearken back to taking the bus to and from Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 years ago.
Yeah, I did it when I was in college, too.
You don't meet the nicest class of people on the bus, but I'm sure they're saying the same thing about me.
You know, when I took the bus from Poughkeepsie to Hartford, Connecticut, it used to stop, and I believe the penitentiary was Greenhaven. And I told this story on the air. Uh-huh. There was a guy, and it was obviously a guy, and it was kind of like the do-rag. He had the skull cap on, but it was really like pantyhose that were tied up, so his hair was all slicked back.
He
had jeans, super tight jeans that were tied off at the ankle, too. Uh-huh. And it was a man, and the only thing that differentiated him from being a regular guy was the fact that he had eye makeup on, and he was wearing, like, red pumps. I swear to God.
Must have been visiting day.
He got off the bus.
It was Johnny Conjugal.
And he was stopping by to see a buddy of his.
Sure,
right?
Why not?
Very interesting. So. I'll never forget that.
Well, this 30 billion mile drop is the biggest since Iran started making trouble all the way back in 1979. And the government's transportation secretary says this new tightwad approach we Americans have to driving is not just a passing fad, and at least one energy professor at Georgia Tech agrees with that assessment.
So will this serve to drive gas prices down eventually because the demand is going down? I would imagine it's all about supply and demand.
In fact, remember we talked recently about the oil countries meeting later this month to talk about what they can do to help us with lower energy prices. They're doing that because we're using less and the demand is down. They know they need to cut the prices to get us to start driving again.
Gee, who's been saying that?
You.
I know.
Mike O'Mara.
I have been saying that. Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Well,
really? Sage and seer.
It's just simple. I mean, if you have to do is make it on a larger scale.
Right.
I mean, I like my gas-guzzling automobiles. I like buying one every week, as Rob points out.
Every Tuesday.
But really, if it was presented every single... Why is it Tuesday?
I don't know. It's just
that
funny.
That was determined on today's show.
Tuesday's car bang. Uh-huh. Oh, you dragon. Tuesday is car buying day. Right. If you do this and if it was a national campaign and everybody knew that trade in your gas guzzlers, get something that's actually eco-friendly, but also you do that. I would do it on Tuesday.
Of course.
You only have a few days to pick out your next car.
I know. I'm going to start buying RVs now.
That'll be good.
Big RVs.
They're coming back. You should be able to get one cheaply, actually.
Oh, I'm excited
Get
about
one with
that.
Your picture on it.
And, you were talking about buses earlier. More people are
starting to use public transportation.
I like public transportation.
And that's making this year's Dump the Pump Day the most relevant it's been so far. Dump the Pump Day is sponsored by public mass transit agencies across the country, and people are finally starting to pay attention.
See, I thought this was the day you're supposed to get divorced.
Oh, that's not what Dump the Pump means,
Rob. I've enjoyed public transportation ever since my ex-brother-in-law vomited on the Metro. Yeah, some people can't handle the Irish whiskey. You
Metro
know what I mean?
Rail?
Yeah, Metro Rail.
Oh, how very nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
They must have cleaned it up because ridership is up by 30%.
Yeah, not on this car.
Chunks of fare card in it?
They had to retire that
one
car.
One other lady with us that was on the Metro, and she got off of the next stop.
I imagine so.
I'm reasonably certain it wasn't her stop, Rob.
Never has there been a finer subway with orange seats ever built.
Yeah, and I love going backwards.
I do too.
That sure is fun, especially when you got a good buzz on.
Oh, the hot topic du jour is once again offshore drilling.
Yeah, baby.
The oil companies, the president, John McCain, and 2 out of 3 Americans are all for it, hoping it'll ease the gas crunch right now.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
When we really need the help right now. But environmentalists, Barack Obama, and California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger are against it.
I myself want to do everything that I can to make sure that California is protected. We made a decision a while back to say no drilling of our shores in California.
There's the drilling.
Open wider, Mr. Spiewak, just a little bit wider. Very good. I don't see anything. We're going to try another tooth now. Is there a chance that we could try this molar? Let's see what we got. Yeah, I think I see a little reserve there.
Good.
Set up the derrick, boys.
There's candy inside.
Don't you set up the derrick before you drill?
I don't know. Come in, Mr. Veazey.
Good luck, Jason, with your exploding molar. Speed.
Offshore drilling opponents, including Arnold, want to focus on alternative fuels. We mentioned that. But Florida governors, Charlie Crist.
They've got two governors?
No, I misspoke.
Okay.
Florida's governor is what I really meant to say.
His name is Charlie.
Charlie Crist. Charlie, yes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Governor Charlie. Mm-hmm. Now he says he's for offshore drilling after saying he was against it just a few weeks ago. Oh, look who's here.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Knock him dead.
How do you feel about drilling?
Do it. Do it now. I got one right here.
Ow.
Look.
Charlie.
I'm drilling
right through your hand.
Clean through my hand.
Don't do that, Charlie.
No oil. Keep trying. I'll try my foot and then my eye socket.
Oh, Charlie, don't do that.
Charlie, I don't see anything.
Can't not find no oil reserves.
How about blood?
Blood? Yeah, no problem.
Keep trying.
I'm not a bleeder.
Not at all.
But I say drill.
Drill away.
Drill off the coast of Florida.
Charlie says drill.
Go for it. Really close to the beach. And then snorkel.
How far out should we drill?
To really find the oil, Rob?
Yes, Charlie.
Boy, a long way.
How far?
10 feet.
And what happens if you drill too deeply, Charlie?
You go to China.
That's right, Charlie.
Well, surprise. Hi, my name's Charlie. I've been drilling all night long, and look what I found.
And what's your job?
I am official Chinaman greeter.
I thought you were the governor of Florida.
Oh, that's correct.
That's on the other
Let
side.
Let me stop that music. No, I say, drill.
Okay.
Drill, baby.
Thank
hey,
you,
gotta run.
Okay, take it
See
easy.
My hand's starting to bleed.
Oh, sure.
Only starting?
Wow.
So Florida's governor, Charlie Crist, now says he's for offshore drilling after saying he was against it just a few weeks ago. Florida's chief financial officer is flabbergasted by this.
The oil companies have been waiting for years now for just an opportunity like this, in which we are suffering
Listen
with $4 a gallon gas.
Is that Catherine Harris?
Mm-hmm. No.
In order to get their nose under the tent.
Nose!
And convince Americans that it's time to resume oil drilling.
Come on, baby.
I know you agree with her on this.
Lighten up, baby. I just like the sound of her voice.
Oh, we all
I would disagree with anything she said based on the way she sounded.
No, she's saying now what you were saying yesterday, and that is that this plays right into the hands of the oil companies, this offshore drilling proposal.
Well, sorry about that, Buzz. She sounded like she needed something. I hate to obscure the whole environmental message, but
drilling?
She sounded too uptight to me. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Well, Florida's governor's not the only one flip-flopping. A week ago, John McCain was also against new offshore drilling.
Flip-flop, flip-flop. I like wearing flip-flops at the beach, and you can drill full oil in them.
Sure.
No, not so much.
And they're made of oil. Charlie.
Yeah.
I don't want to alarm anybody.
Oh, BS.
Never.
But some of our nuclear weapons stuff is missing.
Oh, great.
We'll look for it when we return.
Bo has it.
Charlie stole it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show at W.